Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, we tell you why you should consider buying your holiday air tickets now, and Stockton's favorite airline is going to charge you $5 to print your boarding pass at the airport.
At 3:15, we introduce you to Clarksville, Tennessee, a stone's throw from Nashville, and Francis Manzito is here to tell you why it should be part of our next visit to Tennessee.
Gwen Duncan stops by to share the deal of the week at 3:35, and it's about some great airfares to Hawaii and some great hotel deals at the end of October.
And at 3:45, we take you to yesterday's Sports Leisure Vacations Tour Preview Day, and Mark shares some of his company's newest and exciting trips for next year.
All that today as we make you a smarter traveler with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Chickens out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and it's time for another edition of The Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. To my left, Mark Hoffman. I'm Tom Romano, and we have a studio full of fabulous guests today, as well as an observer.
We do, a live studio audience.
We do.
We don't often have a live studio audience.
Melissa Quinn, our web gal for thetravelguysradio.com, is here kind of sitting in. Maybe we get put Melissa on the air so that when she has to post this, she can post one that has her on it.
Yeah, exactly. And Frances is here. We're going to hear from her after the travel news. And Clayton Whitehead, one of our road reporters, is alongside. So we have a full complement today, just as we had a full complement yesterday when we were doing our little Travel Guys gig at the DoubleTree Hotel at the Sports Leisure Vacations Preview Day.
And be sure, if you're anywhere near a computer, log on to TravelGuysRadio.com, and you can follow along with the show. I'm logged in right now, and I see a kind of a long shot of from Tour Preview Day, Vacation Preview Day, more correctly named. And you can see the audience and us in the background. You can almost see my gray hair if you looked real close. You know, the thing I noticed about yesterday, and I found it to be very, very refreshing.
Uh-huh.
It had all these folks there.
Yeah.
And not once throughout the entire day did I see a big, shiny, bright phone screen in anybody's hand the entire time. Nobody had smartphones. They were into your catalog. They were engaged
That's
in what was going
point.
On. They were visiting with one another, but not one brightly lit screen before the show or after the show. Of course, during the show, I didn't expect it, but
well, yeah.
It was really a pleasure.
Well, you would hope that we had them occupied enough that...
Which reminds me, I think I left my phone in the other room. What do you say? You want to get on with it?
I think we should. Let's get on with the travel news. We'll double back to Tour Preview Day later on in the program, shall
we? Okay, I'm going to go get my phone, and you got the news.
Okay, you do that, and I'll call you if I need anything. For those of you who live down in Stockton, you have Allegiant Airlines taking you to Las Vegas and a couple of other destinations. Well, Allegiant has said that, you know, to use their boarding pass machine at the airport really is a huge inconvenience and a tremendous cost of paper and everything to them. So they're going to charge you $5 from now on if you have to print your boarding pass at the airport and really inconvenience them. Because after all, you're flying on their airline and you should have printed your boarding pass at home or gone to the library or something
dummy.
Like that. Yeah. People who have passengers with disabilities or traveling with special service requests such as service animals, cabin pets, or passengers traveling out of non-participating airports are not included. We could talk about that whole pet thing. I had a dog on the airplane the other day coming back from Denver. Big old dog. Dog was bigger than you.
No,
I mean, the dog was, it was
12 pounds.
This dog came up almost to your waist. It was a quote service dog, but it wasn't a guide dog for a blind person.
Okay.
I don't want to get into too many things there because I have some real strong feelings and I'll get myself in trouble.
Another subject.
Exactly.
Another time.
But anyways, so people can take, you know, snakes and dogs and you name it on the plane. But anyway, if you fly with Allegiant Airlines out of Stockton, I strongly recommend that you print your boarding pass before you go to the airport because I'm not sure how they justify charging you $5 to print it there, but that's what they're going to do. Here's an idea that might interest the ladies in the room. Hotels are going to women-only floors. What do you think of that, Mr.
Wow,
Romano?
Wow, women only floors.
Women only floors. When
I don't
ladies
know.
Travel,
I guess.
It started in Copenhagen a few years ago and has spread to a couple of Canadian hotels, the Georgian Court Hotel in Vancouver, which is a really nice upscale hotel in downtown Vancouver, and the International Hotel in downtown Calgary, ditto there. Both have floors that are exclusively for the ladies. The Ellis in downtown Atlanta has set aside its 10th floor for women. And the rooms are outfitted with curling and flat irons and a kiss cam for calling loved ones back home.
Well, there you go. I'm curious as to how many women travel, you know, in pairs or by themselves, and would they actually be able to fill all the rooms on the women's only floor?
Well, that's, and if they didn't fill all the rooms and the hotel was full and a gentleman was standing at the front desk, would they let, no, I don't know what that would. Some of the hotels, there's a couple here in Minneapolis and Philadelphia West. They're both Crown Plazas that are charging $20 extra for those floors. You get everything from with, then you get spa bathrobes and manicure kits and fresh flowers and separate concierge
well,
services.
Well, I want a guys only floor then. That's all there is to it.
Good luck to you. Hey, Thomas, you remember the knee defender was big in the news last week, and this week two
was
more airlines
ever?
Were diverted to take passengers off who were having fights over people. This didn't have anything to do with the knee defender, but it did have to do with people reclining their seats and just getting out of hand. And so on travelguysradio.com, if you go there, we have in conjunction with Smarter Travel, if you scroll down there a little bit below the show, the description of today's show, you'll see where it says the knee defender, completely indefensible or a brilliant idea, vote now.
I see.
So you can go on there to the site and you can add your name. We've had this on our website all week. And you can add, you can vote yes whenever you want. No, never. Is it always okay to use the never?
Click vote.
Okay. And then you can see what the
44% say no, never.
Never.
31% today, yes, whenever you want. And 24% depends on the situation.
So you don't have to go vote now because Tom has just declared, just given away all of the results.
Well. They can see that when they vote. It's not like I have exclusive backdoor
privileges. We decided last week, I think, that preventing somebody from reclining their seat, I mean, even if you don't like it, it is their right to recline their seat.
I don't mean to interrupt the news, but is the situation, and you fly, and Clayton, you as well, fly a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Are the space, the knee space, that much smaller that all of a sudden now the reclining of the seat in front of you has become such a big deal?
Sadly, Tom, yes.
Yes.
If you're in from the wing back on the various brands that have economy plus seating or whatever they call it, you've got extended leg room north of the wing. If you're south of the wing, it's pretty bad.
Wow.
But it's not the fault of the person in front of you that it's bad for you.
That might be the most valid point of all. It's the airline's choice to put the seats that close together. Now, the airline, they could do what Allegiant and Spirit have done, and that their seats don't recline at all. So, and Southwest seats recline such a minuscule amount that you notice none of these three incidents have taken place on a Southwest airline.
Now, did you say that the seats in front of the wing have more knee room than the ones behind it as a rule?
On some airlines. United and Delta come to mind immediately. They have, for their frequent travelers or those who are willing to pay for an upgrade, not the upgrade to first class, but an upgrade to more legroom, you can be in the forward half of the economy cabin and have a little additional legroom.
And that's going to cost you about $100 across the country.
Well, there you go. Travel tip. Something that we do here is make you smarter travelers.
Absolutely. Well, that is the way for folks who sit in the back of the aircraft and complain about there not being enough legroom. I would never do that anymore because there is that option to pay a little bit more and get a little bit more comfortable seat. So that just to me, that makes sense rather than sit back there and snivel. If you're going to sit back there, don't snivel because you had options. You know, I mean, the other thing is if you travel a lot, which I do, and I say all the time, I use my frequent flyer miles to upgrade domestic travel. Very few people do that, but I choose to do that.
Well, I think we should, you know, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Short people to the back of the plane.
Yeah. Because they take up less space, is that it?
That's it. No knee room problem there.
Gosh.
Or the women.
Tom Romano.
Women to the back of the plane.
Tom Romano resolving travel issues here. All right, let's get back to the travel news here. It's time to book your Thanksgiving and Christmas flights. How do we know that? History shows us from algorithms on computers that the best airfares for the holiday period will come the week after Labor Day, which unfortunately ends today. So, but nonetheless, Southwest does have a reasonably decent sale on Tuesday and Wednesday flights going on right now. If you're going to travel on the holidays, airfares are going up. They're going up fairly dramatically. They're probably going to be ridiculous around the holiday season. If you can get across country for $600 or less around the holiday season, I'd say you're doing extremely well. But you definitely, you've got to at least do your homework now and see what's out there so that you can set up alerts on some of these airfare sites. You can set up alerts and they'll tell you if your airfare goes down or if it goes up or whatever, and then you can kind of keep track of it. I really recommend that for holiday travel.
That. I've looked at flying at Christmas Day is the best day to fly.
Yeah,
way cheaper than Christmas Eve or any other.
Just like Thanksgiving, it's a good day
to
fly.
New Year's Day.
Yes,
or the day before New Year's. And any other time, you're going to go from like $300 to $500.
New Year's Eve will get you a reasonably decent fare. Although a lot of airlines do not operate flights as you get closer to midnight. Those flights don't operate. They shut down the airports and let their people go home and party. But if you can find something, the last flight of the day on New Year's Eve is always cheap. The first flight of the day on New Year's morning is extremely cheap because people don't want to get out of bed and after they've been up late. That's the travel news for today. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Francis Manzito, who is going to tell us about a wonderful destination not too far from Nashville that can save you a lot of money and should be part of your next itinerary to the area. We are the Travel Guys. You're listening to News Radio KFBK.
Short people got no reason. Short people got.
Is this a direct? You and Luis are in cahoots now.
It's just that our conversation made me think of this song, and I love it.
It's a great song.
I have to apologize. I know that at the beginning of the show it says the views and opinions are those of the guests and not the radio station or anybody else. I hope I didn't offend any short people.
Well, I'm short, Tom, and I took offense. But you know what? I sit in the exit row a lot because I'm a frequent traveler and I can. And people get mad at me. It's like I don't have the right to be in the exit row where there's all that leg room and I'm only 5'6". But they should fly 100,000 miles a year like I do.
The things that are revealed on the Travel Guys that you would just never know if you were listening to normal radio.
There you go. We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK every Sunday 3 to 4. Available at thetravelguysradio.com. That was the voice of Clayton Whitehead.
Thanks,
Tom.
If
you might have seen or heard him on KVIE. Spell KVIE for me, Clayton.
Okay, that's an inside joke. Thanks, Tom.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, very, very inside. You would have have been at the DoubleTree Hotel yesterday to understand the significance of that. Listen, we have a guest with us in studio. Tom mentioned we have lots of guests. Melissa Quinn, who is our webmaster for the Travel Guys radio site, is here just to kind of check up on us and see how this all works. Clayton has joined us today, and he has brought with him a very special guest, Francis Manzito. And Francis is from Clarksville, Tennessee. She works in tourism there. Oh, I also said tourism there.
That's okay. That's a little Southern.
That's a little Southern? Yeah. See, I can talk Southern. It's not a big deal. I can do it if I have to.
Okay. Y'all.
I had Tony from New York yesterday. We were doing the pizza bit, and we were having a good time. Francis, Clarksville is, as I said, in the shadow of Nashville. It's a bedroom community to Nashville. Is that fairly accurate?
That's accurate. It's about 40 miles northwest of Nashville.
Okay. And Nashville, you know, Tom, Nashville is a great destination. It's a wonderful place to go. But they have built some spectacular hotels in downtown Nashville, an Omni and a Hilton and several others in recent years. But the prices are unbelievable. I mean, it's just Nashville used to be a really reasonable place to stay. And so really, I tell people now that Nashville, I mean, if you can afford the freight to stay in downtown Nashville, that's great. But in some cases, it's better to stay in a suburban hotel in Nashville or in a nearby community because the price difference in hotels is really quite remarkable. Is it not, Francis?
It's very true. They're mighty proud of their hotels in downtown Nashville.
Well, and they're wonderful.
They're beautiful.
Beautiful palaces, but they're not underpriced by any stretch of the imagination. Clayton, you book hotels in that area.
Absolutely. So the prices in downtown Nashville have become remarkable. Of course, it's a capital city, like here we're in Sacramento, so they've got legitimate government and business travelers, but also it's a tourist destination, so they don't have a low day or really a low season at all. Early December, I was looking for a downtown Nashville hotel and was finding rates in like the 300s and 400s. I mean, that's Yeah, who pays that?
No, that's exactly.
Just
considering
belief.
That you can get a hotel on the outskirts of Nashville for in the $100 to $150 range, a nice hotel.
So I'm taking my group to Clarksville, and we're staying at the Hilton Garden Inn for what, $110 a night, I think.
I think so.
You have a special Christmas trip. Yes, Thomas.
Yeah, tell us about Clarksville and why that should be on our destination, Francis.
Well, Clarksville is a great place. Like I said, 40 minutes from downtown Nashville. You're getting out of the hubbub of the big city, as we call it, and experiencing the real southern charm of a relatively small town in the south. Now, we're the fifth largest city in Tennessee, but compared to a lot of places, we're a small town.
It definitely feels like a small town, a beautiful little downtown, very vibrant downtown with lots of shops and restaurants.
It's very charming, very, very friendly people.
Your downtown hasn't lost to Walmart.
It has not lost to Walmart.
Yeah, that's which is a sad state of affairs, but many towns, many small to medium-sized towns have had their shopping districts kind of ravaged by big box stores on the edge of town. So it's always fun when you go into a place like Clarksville and there's local places and people who local merchants and things that to buy and things to look at that you feel like that didn't come from a big box store.
Right. We have the best farmers market in the state, which we've had tons and tons of people visit this year, just enjoying that, meeting the people.
And the biggest winery in the state.
And the largest winery in the state.
And none of their bottles got broken a few weeks ago.
They did not break in the earthquake.
You had an earthquake in Tennessee?
No, but you had one.
No, I'm talking about the Napa, the Napa thing.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it was the Whole Foods in Napa, which tends to carry quite a few wines, and on the day after the earthquake, they weren't carrying as many as they were on the day before.
Another great thing that really attracts visitors to Clarksville, if I can speak on your behalf, Francis, is though it is a small town, they have great performing art venues, they have great local theater, but their closest to Nashville means that they can get big name entertainers, but it rates much, much lower. Our December trip is going to see Lee Greenwood, Sandy Patty, and Michael W. Smith in concert. And I'm sure it's much less than I'd be paying if I were to see those big names in Nashville or any other big city arena situation. Plus, I'm going to be in a smaller house where I'm closer to the music, closer to the entertainer, and can have a much more intimate experience.
And you mentioned Lee Greenwood, who was a guest on our program a few months ago. Francis helped facilitate that when Lee and I were up in Reno and set that all up. It was really a pleasure because Lee got his start here in Sacramento, Francis, and it was fun to have him on the radio and be talking about local high schools and stuff like that because he knows the city, obviously, right, having lived here for a number of years. So you have access to a lot of country western entertainers who are in and around Nashville and some great venues there. Clayton, you guys are going back there at Christmas time, and you mentioned several of the concerts and stuff like that. I know that if for Sports Leisure Vacations is taking some folks back to Tennessee at Christmas time.
We are indeed.
But other great times to visit, the fall foliage in Tennessee is always pretty nice. Yeah, it's a beautiful time of the year. Do you get much snow around Nashville?
Not a lot. Most years we have maybe two or three snowfalls. Last year we had very little, but we had frigid, frigid cold.
Now, when you come to Clarksville, are we talking about making that a side trip as well as going to Nashville, or can we just want to go to Clarksville and there we can get our music and stay out of the big city? And then the other question I have for you, Francis, is what kind of transportation back and forth between Clarksville and Nashville would you recommend?
You'd almost have to rent a car to make it work. There's not a lot of public transportation in Tennessee like there are in other parts of the country. And you could easily stay in Clarksville and do the Nashville attractions. Mm-hmm. Again, a 40-minute drive to downtown. So it could be, you can make Clarksville your destination, and there's a variety of interesting things to do. Not just in Clarksville, but surrounding us, we have the Land Between the Lakes natural area. Lots and lots of Civil War history in our area. There's a lot to do in the surrounding counties.
And you have to make sure that you don't take the last train to Clarksville.
Don't take the last train.
And there's is that about Clarksville?
It is about Clarksville.
That song is about Clarksville?
They tell us that it's written about Clarksville. The song was written in protest to the Vietnam War.
Uh-huh.
And when you consider Clarksville and the proximity to Fort Campbell, and at that time it was a military town, it makes sense. We have it on record that it was about Clarksville, Tennessee. Now, any Clarksville across the country will tell you it's their Clarksville, but it really makes sense for us.
Ah, cool.
And Fort Campbell is a visitor-friendly, shall we say, military base. Of course, there's been a lot of changes in that area with all of the climate in America since 9/11. But they do welcome visitors. Our group is going to go and have lunch with the soldiers in the company mess.
With the soldiers, absolutely.
Well, and one nice thing about visiting smaller towns is that you can do a lot of things in smaller towns that aren't possible in bigger towns.
Right.
Because Nashville isn't going to bend over backwards for one group of 40 people or 30 people or 25 people that come to town to visit for a couple of days, whereas you have the ability to be able to do that, and that's kind of cool.
You know, our cheesy line that we say is that when you go to Nashville, and I love Nashville, you're part of an audience. But when you come to Clarksville, you're company. I mean, we really treat people that come as though they're coming and staying in our homes.
Are we far enough south in Clarksville to be able to feel Southern hospitality?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Oh, yes. In fact, one of those homes you can visit is Butcher Holler. Loretta
that's
Lynn's
right.
home
that's
is
right.
very nearby.
Wow, that's cool. Francis Manzito from Clarksville, Tennessee. Yes, Thomas?
I love all the names of the cities and the stuff in Tennessee. Everything's so cool.
Yeah.
It's very neat. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart wrote Last Train to Clarksville, wrote a lot of the hits for the Monkees and so forth. So
yeah.
I don't know. That's fascinating.
All right. Talking a little bit about Clarksville, Tennessee here. After the news comes up here, after the news, we have Gwen Duncan, who is stopping by. Gwen has found, you know, Tom, people from Sacramento always talking about going to Hawaii and when are the best airfares to Hawaii. We've been telling you for a couple months that really there's a window in the fall, September, October, early November, and there's a window right after the first of the year and right around Memorial Day. Those are the best times. Gwen has found us an airfare that is truly the lowest that I've seen in a while on Hawaiian Airlines, and a place to stay over there at a great rate. So if you're looking at a Hawaiian vacation this fall, we might have just the thing for you after the news.
All right, we're going to walk out of here with the last train to Clarksville. Thank you, Francis, for coming in. We are the Travel Guys on News Radio 1530 KFBK.
Good afternoon, I'm Scott McCormick, News Radio KFBK. ISIS is a threat to the U.S., and we'll tell you what Washington wants to do about that, coming up in less than 60 seconds. But first, with traffic and weather together, here's KFBK's Dina Lawrence.
Westbound 780 to the eastbound 80 connector ramp. Watch out for a stalled vehicle there. Had an accident come in 80 eastbound at Northgate Boulevard. Two cars involved in the center divide, not blocking. Also, watch out for a large piece of debris in the roadway northbound 51 at Marconi Avenue. Your next traffic report is coming up right around 4 o'clock. I'm Dina Lawrence, News Radio KFBK, now on our new FM home at 93.1.
All of that sunshine with us today as we hit the low 90s tonight. It will be clear, overnight low, mid to upper 50s. Monday, we've got the sunshine. We'll drop it back to 89 for the afternoon high, but we won't stay there. We're in the low 90s for Tuesday, mid-90s by Wednesday. I'm Jeff Eno on News Radio KFBK on 1530 AM and 93.1 FM.
Thanks, Jeff. It's 88 in Yuba City, 86 degrees in Fairfield, and your time is 3:31. Politicians from both sides of the aisle seem to agree that ISIS continues to be a threat to American interests.
It's not just Iraq and Syria. It is both of those, but it's also everything in the Levant. They want Lebanon. They want Israel. They want Jordan. And so they're causing trouble in all of those places.
On CNN State of the Union, GOP Representative Mike Rogers of Michigan says President Obama must acknowledge ISIS as a threat and commit military forces there. President Obama says that he's ready to begin laying out a strategy to defeat ISIS militants in the Middle East. CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca reports.
President Obama will lay out his game plan to defeat Islamic militants terrorizing the Middle East in a speech on Wednesday.
More than anything, I just want the American people to understand the nature of the threat and how we're going to deal with it. And to have confidence that we'll be able to deal with it.
He revealed his decision in an interview that aired Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press.
The next phase is now to start going on some offense.
The president was criticized last month for telling reporters that there was no strategy in place yet to tackle ISIS in Syria. The militant group has taken over territory in eastern Syria and northern Iraq.
A 6-year-old boy is expected to live after he received non-life-threatening injuries after he was attacked by a mountain lion while hiking at a Cupertino winery this afternoon. Santa Clara County officials say that the attack happened near Montebello Road at the Pachetti Winery around 1 o'clock. Officials from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife are at the scene looking for the big cat, and all the trails in the area have been closed. No word yet on the boy's condition. And a pregame ceremony honors Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter, who plans to retire at the end of this season. Many of his teammates, past and present, were on hand for the event, which was broadcast on the YES Network. Jeter had a message for his Yankee fans.
I've loved what I've done. love what I do. More importantly, I love doing it for you. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much.
Motorists continue feeling less pinched to the pocketbook at the pump. The average price of a gallon of gasoline has fallen 2 cents over the past couple of weeks. The Lundberg survey says that the drop has been caused by a broad decline of crude oil prices. Your next update comes at 4 o'clock. I'm Scott McCormick, News Radio KFBK, AM 1530 and 93.1 FM.
The Fall RV Show returns to Sacramento.
This is where the open road begins.
Region's largest dealers, all at one location, and all liquidating their 2014 inventory. The final show of the year is your last chance at show-only discounts, your last chance at manufacturer's show-only incentives, and your first glimpse at the all-new 2015 models. The Fall RV Show. The liquidation starts Thursday at Cal Expo.
This is Kitty O'Neill, and if you're thinking of a Lexus, you can save time and money shopping right here. Lexus of Sacramento is my favorite Lexus dealer, and they should be yours too. Why drive further? Shop at home or online at lexusofsacramento.com.
Whether your game is football, baseball, or soccer,
goal!
There's no team like the home team. For news, the home team is KFVK. Our reporters and anchors live here and, yes, work here 24 hours every day to bring you the news and information you need. Local news you can depend on at the top and bottom of every hour. News Radio KFVK, 93.1 FM and 1530 AM.
We are the Travel Guys on News Radio 1530 KFBK. Thanks for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. So happy to have you listening in across from me. By the way, go to travelguysradio.com. Follow along the show and all of it so nicely and so well put together by Melissa Quinn. I see Melissa every Monday. She'll send me a note. Says, I'm ready to download the show, Tom, if you send it to me so that I can put it up for people to listen to the podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's kind of paranoid like that. I kind of like that way, though.
Yeah, yeah. Melissa on the...
Melissa, push that little red button right there in front of you. Oh, there. Luis pushed it for you. So we were talking earlier about, before we go to Gwen here, I'm curious about something. Melissa, you're a young lady. You travel occasionally. We were talking about hotels with special women's-only floors. Would you, if you checked into a hotel, let's say you checked into, the Holiday Inn or the Hyatt Regency in downtown Sacramento, and they said, Mrs. Quinn, we have a women's only floor. Would you want to stay on that floor?
You know, I think it depends on what kind of trip it would be. I think I would maybe feel more comfortable if I was by myself.
Uh-huh. Let's say for a minute that it's $20 more and it offered some amenities. Would that be a kind of a depends on sort of situation?
Of course, yeah. If it, like I think you mentioned flowers and all these, you know, extra extra things that girls like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely consider it.
So you want plugs for your curling iron and hair dryer.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's enough plugs. Yeah, that would be, especially if you were traveling with her husband, he would have 91 gadgets to plug in. Melissa probably has to fight for, probably has to go into the bathroom, lock the door in order to get any places. So you think women's only... That a floor for women only, that seems logical to me. I mean, it seems like something that women, the female travelers would want.
Of course. I mean, it does depend on the kind of trip you want, but
it's kind of like smoking, non-smoking, you know? I mean, it's just that type of thing. If women's felt safer in your hotel, then you would have more of them. And if you had more ladies staying in your hotel, why, eventually you'd have more men staying in your hotel. I mean, it's just a thought, but...
You know, one of the thoughts, and Melissa, you can speak to this, knowing that the room that you were going to occupy was only occupied by a woman before you, would that be a positive?
I think that would be a positive.
Good angle there, Mr. Romano. See,
you don't, you know.
Yeah, you would know that the seat had been down pretty much the whole time.
Yes, you would assume it would be cleaner and...
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
So that is, yeah, well, that's
a stab to the guys.
That's
nasty guys.
Yeah, all right. Let's, speaking of ladies here, let's go to Gwen Duncan is standing by on the phone. Hi, Gwen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, welcome to the Travel Guys. So we're talking about hotels with women-only floors. Would you, if you went into a hotel and they said, Gwen, we have a floor here that's ladies only, would you want to stay on that floor?
Oh, it depends on if it was a good value, if they're going to charge me more for it.
Now, see, Gwen's looking for the deal, see. So if it was more, it's out of the question, but...
You do expect different.
Well, and when we met Gwen's husband, I think it was last week, you were basically saying that Gwen would stick her husband somewhere else and she would, if it was a deal, and take the women's only floor. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Duncan. You're going to have to find another place to stay.
Yeah.
So, Gwen, you found us a good deal to go to Hawaii. We've been talking about low airfares to Hawaii now for a while on this program and trying to nudge people who are, because people ask, that's the one question that people ask me more than anything else about travel is, what's the best time to go to Hawaii? How do you get it? Do you find that also, that it's a pretty popular kibitzing destination?
Well, yes, it's the closest paradise to us. But, yeah, a lot of people, they want to go there, and it's discouraging for many because the airfares have been so high. But I did, like you mentioned before, you've always mentioned that in the fall is the best time to go. And it was evidenced yesterday when I looked it up October last week and October first week of November, I found rates out of Sacramento for as low as $453.60. That includes tax. And then now is also a good time for the lodging. There's a lot of competition out there. The Aleana, the Disney property on Oahu, has fourth night free. And they're offering that if you were to stay for four nights or more in one of their villas, two or one bedroom villas, they're offering a $100 per night. It's a credit towards, you know, anything they want to do there. They don't charge resort fees, by the way. The parking is expensive, but they don't charge resort fees.
Now, Gwen, also, you've mentioned before about a company that offers special deals, but their sales, they have sales every Tuesday and Wednesday. Yes,
that's all about. They own some resorts as well as represent many hundreds of resorts. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, they have what's called the 48-hour sale. Now, you can only purchase all about tours, vacation packages from a travel agent. So you'll have to mention that. Of course, I would like you to call me, but that's one way to capture some of the really good deals. Now, there's one other thing I wanted to mention to you. It's the Aston properties, and they've got one in Waikiki. They're offering rooms down to $144 a night plus tax. They do offer, ask for a $23 resort fee per night, but that's still a killer deal for being on Waikiki.
You see, Tom, you see
out there.
You see, Tom, what a good travel agent Gwen is, that she mentioned the resort fee, even though she's just talking on the radio about
the thing. It's become top of the mind. I just booked a stay over in Monterey for a few days, and sure enough, that was the first thing, you know, as I was looking at rates and so forth. Well, by the way, do you have resort fees? Now, theirs were 27, which was for the free, you got free parking and in and out privileges and so forth.
Well, you know, the new hotel scam is to give you free internet on a low level. And so that if you're going to stream anything, it's not going to be good for you, and then you're going to have to pay for the upgrade. And some people finding out that it's in the resort fees is only the lower level is only included. So you pay that $20, $25, $27 resort fee, and now you got to pay an extra $10 to get the better internet. So that's kind of the latest. Ed Perkins is going to come on and talk to us about that, I think, next week, because it's the latest hotel thing is, all right, we'll give you a speed that, you know, you can read your email, but if you want to do anything else, why, you're probably going to have to pay us more money. Gwen, some excellent deals to Hawaii. Gwen always has great deals. You can find her at Cordially Yours Travel. There's a link on the Travel Guys Radio website, and or you can go to cotravel.com.
It's GoCyTravel.
GoCyTravel.com. I'll get that right one of these days, Gwen. Thank you for a great deal to Hawaii. And
okay, talk to you later.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel, who stops by every couple of weeks with the deal of the week.
Well, coming up here in just about 2 minutes, yesterday was the vacation preview day as Sports Leisure Vacations unveiled their 2015 tour catalog, and we did a little live broadcast for about 7 or 8 minutes, and you're going to get a chance to listen in as we did it live. If you were there, now you're going to hear what it sounds like on the radio versus what it sounded like in the auditorium.
And before we go away today, we're going to tell you about the restaurant that has banned ketchup. We are the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel Guys on News Radio 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano. Here's Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations, the underwriter of the Travel Guys radio show. And it's vacation preview day, and we're broadcasting live. Let's hear it from you just to let our radio audience know that we are live. As Mark mentioned earlier, on the 35th birthday of Sports Leisure Vacations, we spent a little bit of time remembering the early days and talking about the origin of Sports Leisure Vacations. At that time, Sports Leisure Travel and some history and things that we remember the most. It's time to move forward, Mark, and all the great things that you have in this year's new catalog. And I know that there are some really special highlights that we want to talk about. So tell us about the escape and the dreams that are in your new catalog.
Well, it's a little bit different format than we've done in the past. There are more pictures. There are lots of new things in the catalog this year, some of them that we are particularly proud of. And when our audience, after this part of the program breaks out, they're going to find out more about those trips. But a few that I'd mention, one is the Ghost Towns of Nevada. For years, we've been talking about putting together a really unique tour in Nevada. And the Nevada State Tourism folks worked with us. We found a ghost hunter. We have really an incredible, from Tonopah all the way down to Las Vegas, all of these wonderful places that we're going to visit that are ghost towns or near ghost towns that are really interesting, off-the-beaten-track places.
Are you a ghost guy? Do you believe in ghosts?
No,
Mark?
I really don't. But when you go and you meet Robert down there, our ghost hunter guy, I consider myself kind of open-minded about that stuff. But when you're around him for a couple hours, and he just lays it out there for you, and you can decide whether you think it's true or not. But at the end of the day, you're like, how do you explain all that stuff? So this is a really outstanding itinerary, something I'm really proud of. We do Washington, D.C. every year, but an unusual combination this year is to put it with the Amish country. Mm-hmm. And Clayton has found a hotel up there that's really unique. Folks can read about it in the catalog, but is a really unique hotel, and that's, I think, a really great itinerary. We're going to Alabama for the first time on a scheduled tour in our 35-year history. People have asked me for years about the civil rights story in Alabama, and could we go there and learn about it firsthand? And we have found a lady who, as a small child, lived it and has done an incredible job of recreating it with other people who lived through it. And so I think that's what travel is about, I think, is going places and learning things and coming back a little smarter, maybe having a little different point of view.
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, there's some international things, I guess, that are worthy of a mention. Chris Galloway put together a trip to Cuba last year, which was very successful. And, in fact, the people who went on it came back and told their friends, and so we started getting all these calls, when are you going to Cuba again? We really hadn't planned to go again, but there were so many people who wanted to go. I'm a capitalist at heart. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to put together a trip. So we're going back to Cuba, and we're going to Croatia for the first time next year. We're taking a culinary tour to Poland that can only accommodate a dozen people. So we're doing a lot of things that are really different. The sizes of the groups are coming down, and people tend to like that. And people are traveling again. The cost of travel has gone up fairly considerably on a year-over-year basis, but there are a lot of cool things inside this 48-page catalog.
Well, that's awesome. You know, the thing about Sports Leisure Vacations that I've noticed over the last 35 years is you listen to your travelers, and they basically tell you where you want to go, and it makes your job really easy. All you got to do is figure it out and take it. We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK, broadcasting live from the DoubleTree. And right now, for those on the radio, Mark has his underwear off. I don't know.
No, this is not the underwear I wore today.
Oh, okay.
This is just underwear.
I thought maybe you'd... Well, never mind.
No.
Why do you have... Why did you bring a pair of underwear?
Well, it's, you know, we test travel products. So I thought that, you know, when we sent you out to do... out from the studio to try the ride-sharing thing, Uber and Lyft and stuff.
Good. I'll do that. The underwear, no.
Well, this is... Look at here on the package. It says 17 countries, 6 weeks, one pair of underwear.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay.
You notice it's not white.
Yeah.
But, no, the idea, the reason I brought this...
Explain more.
The reason I brought this is because I thought that, you know, I don't plan on don't worry, Tom, I'm not going to wear it for 6 weeks.
Okay.
But I thought that for a couple of days I could wear these, and then you wash them out every night. This is the idea, is that you could only have one pair of underwear. I'm going to suggest you'd want two, because otherwise what do you wear while these are drying? But I'm just thinking that, you know, for people who like to pack light and stuff, that we would find out, does this, you know, underwear with the special quick dry stuff that hangs up and stuff, so I'm going to try it.
Got those at Holloway's, right?
At Holloway's Travel Outfitters, yes, I did.
All right, and now you're gonna go ahead and experiment. You're going to wear them and then wash them and then report back to us on the radio show, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we don't have a TV show. Any final words? Any people that you'd like to mention before we sign off this segment of the radio program?
Oh, yes. There is one thing I would like to say. There probably are many people listening to this program, and it's probably some in our audience who own a small business or owned a small business for part of their life. And those people would know how incredibly important the people who work for you are. And a lot of people say that, well, if you know, the customers have to be number one, the customer should always be number one. And at Sports Leisure Vacations, the philosophy has always been just slightly different, and that is that the customer is number two, because the employees are number one. Because if you take good care of your staff, then they take good care of your customers, you never have to worry. So I am incredibly blessed to have a really terrific group of people who work for me and run this company day and night when I'm out on the road or doing something weird or out traveling or being National Tour Association chairman or something like that. So I guess that is the one thing I would like to say, is thank you to the people who not only work there now, but the people who have worked at Sports Leisure over the last 35 years and have made us a success.
There you go. What do you think of the staff, ladies and gentlemen? Obviously, they appreciate them. All right, we are the Travel Guys. More to come right here on News Radio KFBK. Thanks for joining us. Mark's favorite Back to the Travel Guys music.
Music. I don't know where it comes from.
It has a name that's traveling. It's
Train.
Called Train. That's what it is. See, I knew there was
so
a reason why.
So it's an actual travel sort of song?
Yeah, it's called Train.
Okay.
Train, big wheels running.
Our lucky Sports Leisure traveler for today. This is kind of a Sports Leisure Vacations show, and this isn't always an infomercial, but today it's kind of worked out that way a little bit. But anyways, our lucky Sports Leisure traveler is Diane Anderson, who went with us down to Napa to see a cultural arts exhibition down there last week. So Diane, if you are listening to the program, your $50 gift card becomes a $100 gift card if you call our office on Monday or Tuesday and tell us that you heard your name on the radio, and congratulations and thank you for being a Sports Leisure traveler. That was a pretty cool day yesterday, Thomas. I just have to say, that's a lot. We had almost 700 people at the DoubleTree Hotel, and you know, I've been doing this. This is the 35th year that I've done a tour preview day like that, and I never get tired of it. You roll, you give people your new catalog that you've worked on for a month or so. And by the way, if you weren't there yesterday, yours will go in the mail on Tuesday. So,
if you're not a member already of Sports Leisure Vacations Club, where you would get the catalog in the mail,
what about
those fringe people that are hearing this for the first time? How can they participate in getting a catalog and doing some of this?
They could go to sportsleisure.com and drop us a note and request one, or join our travel club. There's a six-month membership for free there. So if you're a mature traveler, this is really your place. I hate to brag, but my travelers are the most spoiled people in the country. They pay dearly for the privilege, and we give them the best service we possibly can. We listen to them, and they give us great ideas, and we have a great time when we travel together. I just went out on a baseball trip, got back Wednesday, and to see the Giants and the A's play, and we had an absolute blast.
You know, I do the show with Mark, but I don't get the chance to hang out with his travelers very often, and yesterday was the first time I'd been to one of the two tour catalog previews, and I learn something about the company every time I'm around you guys. And the thing that still totally amazes me is that when you travel with you, they come and pick you up at your door in a lot of cases in a limousine. They take your luggage to the airport. They see that your luggage gets on the airport, and when you arrive at your destination, when you go to your hotel, your luggage is waiting for you. And That in itself would make me want to travel with you right there. Hey, I don't even care where we're going.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's all about service, and service costs money, and not everybody's willing to pay or wants to pay for service, but some people do. And so those are people who travel with Sports Leisure Vacations. It was nice to see a lot of old friends there yesterday, and I'm sure some of them are listening in to us today. Did you hear about the restaurant in Fort Myers, it banned ketchup?
Yes, it was on the TV. It was on the news.
Oh, fine. So this is an old story you're telling
me. Well, not to the people that are listening right now,
perhaps. Okay. Well, this is the Mad Fresh Bistro. Did you hear about this, Melissa? The Mad Fresh Bistro in Fort Myers?
Yeah, that's a bit crazy.
The guy says that even though it's the Mad Fresh Bistro, even though they serve burgers and fries, the guy says that he had someone try to sneak ketchup in there and he kicked them out. The fries are served with tarragon aioli. And the chef says, Xavier, the chef says, I think my flavors work. You don't walk into the museum and tell them to change the color of the painting. So this guy says, even though their menu includes Mad Burgers and calls pizza flatbread, you can't bring ketchup into the restaurant. So I hope they don't serve shrimp there, because if it's a shrimp cocktail, then, you know, the main ingredient in cocktail sauce is ketchup.
Your thoughts, Melissa?
I would like to have options, and I like my ketchup, especially with my fries and burgers.
There you go.
Do you know in the Netherlands they put mayonnaise on French fries, which is, yeah, really. I mean, that's just almost criminal. Hey, you know, we often tell our listeners when we find a good deal for a credit card, and I have one here. Citibank has a new double cash credit card. Now, disclaimer, we don't make any money when you sign up for credit cards or anything like that. I don't even have a link to a website, so that's how clean this is. But there's no annual fee. And you get a 2% rebate. And this is kind of interesting, Tom. I've never seen this before. You get 1% rebate when you buy and a 1% rebate when you pay. So it's 2%, which really is a pretty good rebate for a credit card. And it's it says here that it's good on all types of purchases. Then it says there are some restrictions, but...
1 minute.
1 minute? Yeah. Okay. Anyways, the Citibank's double cash credit card. If you could get 2 cents back on everything that you bought on a credit card, I would say that was a good deal. Joan, they buried Joan Rivers today.
We
are the travel and entertainment guys. I'm taking the last 45 seconds and dedicating it to Joan Rivers.
She died too soon, in my opinion.
81 years old. The guest list is just unbelievable. Bernadette Peters, Adam Cummings, Tommy Tune from Broadway, Michael Kors, Barbara Walters, Geraldo Rivera, Diane Sawyer, Andy Cohen, Paul Schaefer, Barry Diller, Donald Trump, Steve Forbes. Amazing group of people. Everybody from financial to show business to everything. Farewell, Joan Rivers. You made a lot of people laugh over the years. We will definitely miss you.
And we'll be back next Sunday at almost forgot. Sunday at 3 o'clock. We are the Travel Guys. You have yourself a fabulous week. Mark, thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time.
Absolutely. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 3 o'clock.